You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
This morning, rather, was an interesting Thursday amongst all of the ones we've had in April, and that's because we got a very big announcement from the Anglo-American PLC stable, followed by a confirmation of that announcement from BHP. BHP intends to buy Anglo, and they've made an offer to the board that is currently under consideration. Let's take a look at some of the details around that announcement and try and make sense of what it means for shareholders out there. I'm joined on the line by portfolio manager at Anchor Capital, Seleho Tsatsi, to take a look at this. Seleho, thanks so much for taking the time. Interesting way to start a Thursday, especially as a portfolio manager looking at commodities.
Yes, Jimmy, very interesting start to the day. I think what's topical or interesting in resources at the moment is clearly a lot of these large diversified mining companies are looking to increase their copper exposure. If you look, for example, at what BHP did before this deal, they bought a company called Oz Minerals, which essentially was a copper producer. If you look at Glencore's pursuits of tech, base metals, and mostly copper assets, that tells you that copper is in demand. And even companies like Exxaro and South32 have said publicly previously that they are looking to increase copper exposure. So I think very topical at the moment.
I think back to the last time BHP tried a deal of this size was many, many years ago. They went after Rio Tinto. It didn't work out. It was something that they thought would bring them the desired result. It didn't. And as you say this about the copper asset, I can't help but wonder, the SENS statement here kind of dismissed the other assets within the Anglo stable. The Kumba business, the De Beers business also sits within Anglo. There was a bit of a... We're not too bothered about those businesses. We're focused very clearly, as you said, on the copper asset. How big is that asset and what does it do to BHP after the deal goes through, if it goes through?
Yes, I think you put it very well. As you said, BHP has said in its announcement today that it intends to spin off Anglo's stake in Kumba and in Anglo-American Platinum. Anglo owns about 70% of Kumba and 79% of Amplat. So as you said, clearly they are looking more at the rump, which mostly consists of copper, but also has some metallurgical coal. If the deal was to go through, it would make BHP, rather, the largest copper producer in the world. So again, I think it speaks to kind of the scale of this business. Anglo has recently commissioned a copper project called Quellaveco in South America, and that project produces about 400,000 tons a year. Now, for context, the global copper supply is about 28 million tons annually, so this is quite a sizable project. It was actually brought in on time and on budget, which is something that is rare within the copper space.
It's interesting that the copper space has become such a focal point. I remember reading a couple of weeks ago that up to 90% of copper is typically recyclable. So this certainly becomes a very sustainable business for mining companies to go into. Seleho, tell me some of the details around the deal as it stands. You touched on the fact that they're spinning off Kumba, they're spinning off Amplats. What are we looking at from a valuation perspective? And do you think the valuations line up?
Yes, so the deal is, or the offer proposal is for an all-share transaction. So each Anglo-American share would be entitled to receive roughly 0.7 BHP group shares. And then, as we said, the Anglo-American stakes in Amplats and Kumba will be spun off or spun out to Anglo-American shareholders. Now, interestingly, the value of the proposal or the offer is about 580 Rand per share as of the close of the market today. Anglo-American's share price closed at 611 Rand, so a 5% premium to where the offer is at the close of the market today, clearly implying that investors believe either BHP or potentially someone else, perhaps Glencore, perhaps Rio, who knows, another interested party may come back to the table with a higher bid. Just for perhaps some more context, if you look at the size of these businesses, BHP's market cap before today was about $150 billion. Anglo's before today was about $53 billion. I think that gives a sense of the relative sizes of these businesses.
certainly a very sizable deal that's on the table, to say the least. And I think if we get anywhere near the $40 billion offer mark for the Anglo group, this could definitely be something that we'd have to keep an eye on. But what it does also mean, Selihoe, is this is the end of an era. I mean, Anglo has been one of the cornerstone or one of the corner pillars of the mining space, particularly in South Africa. And I think back to the number of companies on the JSE, the impact it's had on the JSE, the impact it's had on the mining sector. This is certainly the end of an era. And it also then represents the opportunity for a new era, a new big mining company or new mining conglomerate to almost set the tone for the next phase of mining within South Africa and on the continent.
Yes, I agree 100%. If you look at Anglo-American's history, as you said, over the last 10, 20 years, we've had several sizable companies spun out of Anglo. So just before 2010, we had Mondi spun out of Anglo-American. Obviously, Anglo Gold at one point was a part of the stable. We had Thungela in 2021, a very successful spin-off thanks to thermal coal prices. So several sizable, meaningful JSE businesses have come from the Anglo stable. And this is obviously a lot of water needs to pass under the bridge, but if this goes through, it would definitely be the end of an era.
Selihoe, what do you think prompted the deal? I mean, I know a couple of analysts and shareholders and investors out there may have had concerns around Anglo's management team or around the performance of that team, looking at things like cash cost structures and the ability of the business to continue to pay dividend, but at what cost to the business. What do you think prompted BHP to say, now's the right time?
You know, that's a fascinating question, because certainly the Anglo valuation of share price, if anything, has been very strong in very recent weeks, or let's call it the past month or so. Relative to the absolute low, this is somewhat higher. I think definitely the motivation for BHP is long-term. They are thinking about which commodities are going to have strong demand-supply fundamentals, so very high demand relative to muted supply growth. Copper fits that description. Potash fits that description. BHP has some potash assets. Fertilizers potentially fits that description, although, to be honest, it's very small within Anglo's stable. So I think for BHP, it's really more about their long-term view of where the copper price is going to go to. Certainly, if you look at the Oz Minerals acquisition that they did, that acquisition implied that they believe copper prices are going to be considerably higher than even where they are today, at roughly $9,600 a ton.
So certainly a lot has, or a lot riding on this deal for a BHP, but also there's definitely value, and they've seen this value, and this is something that we hope to continue to see in terms of the value of South African companies, international companies, where shareholders and other investors see the potential and invest in that potential. We'll leave it at that, Selihoe. Thanks so much for those insights. Selihoe Tsatsi, who is the portfolio manager at Anchor Capital, joining me to unpack the proposal by BHP to acquire Anglo American.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.